Patient named Doris Henry. Last name spelled H-E-N-R-Y. Date of birth 11/20/39. Date of service 1/10/23. This is an 83-year-old female patient here today needing refill of her medications. She offers no specific complaints. She tells me that she has been doing well, period, new paragraph. This patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. She carries on her normal daily activities with normal form and fashion. There have been no changes to her bowel habit or bladder habit. She doesn't complain of any acute pain, period, new paragraph. She did break her little finger on her right hand approximately 6 months ago. There's some mild deformity. She's going to follow up with a hand specialist for that. Other than that one issue, she tells me she is feeling well. Period. New paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 138 over 71, pulse 65, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 99%, current weight 141. Allergies to sulfa and aspirin. Immunization status, she did receive both doses of the COVID vaccine. Current medications, she is on metoprolol, Sucinert, 50 milligrams daily, simvastatin, 20 QHS, Lantus, Solastar, Pen, 10 units injected sub-Q in the morning and 8 units in the evening. Metformin, 500 milligrams extended release, 1 PO Q day, and levothyroxine, 25 milligrams on a daily basis for hypothyroid. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroid, hyperlipidemia, surgical history, non-contributory, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She's well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She has no complaint with walking. She ambulates very well. She is able to rise from a seated position on first attempt. She seems very spry for her age. She has no complaint on moving her legs or going for walks or using her arms, period. New paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Neck is soft, no thyromegalinomasses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Extremities, she has +5 strength in all extremities. There is no lower extremity edema observed today. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. The patient will continue on her medications. They will be refilled today. Hypertension, metoprolol, Sucinert, 50 Q day, period, new paragraph. Hyperlipidemia, simvastatin, 20 milligrams QHS, period, new paragraph. Diabetes, she will continue on her Lantus, Solastar, Pen, and her metformin 500 on a daily basis, period, new paragraph. Hypothyroid, she will continue on levothyroxine, 25 micrograms on a daily basis, period, new paragraph. She's going to monitor for any symptoms that might evolve. She tells me today she is feeling well. I've told her to watch for any guarding of that would cause a fall, as she broke her finger 6 months ago, and that was due to a fall. We've reviewed her household items as far as any loose carpet or any shoes that don't fit quite right to guard against falling again, period, new paragraph. Patient understands plan of care. We're going to get a blood draw today and compare that to the last blood draw. Her cholesterol was elevated last time. Triglycerides were 250. Creatinine had risen to 1.09, minimally elevated. Her A1C was 6.8, and we will monitor that.